So we won't know, but the last Q&A either went really well or really horribly. But we're filming this at the same time as the first Q&A, even though to you guys it's 2 weeks later. It's a little crazy. A little time skipping. We're time traveling. But yeah, Q&A number two. Oh, wait, I'm running behind. Let me grab my... Forgot to start the timer.
Did you even start the timer on the last one?
Yeah.
Oh. This place is like a time warp. That's weird.
Yeah. We've been in here for 4 hours.
It's been a minute.
It's now 10 o'clock in the morning. All right, so timer started. Wade, first one. I know we just mentioned this, but maybe you can like brush over it a little bit. Ultimate thermal rifle.
Ooh. Ultimate. No, we didn't even cover that.
Well, no. You had said that you want to do a video on that.
Oh, I do want to do a video. Ultimate thermal rifle.
Just give us.
I don't like thermals.
A quick. Whatever.
I really don't like shooting with thermals. So, does it say bolt gun or AR or anything like that? Just ultimate thermal rifle.
Yeah.
I'm going with AR. I'm going to have to say 6 ARC.
Oh God, it's all you talk about these days.
It's a tie between 6 ARC and 224 Valkyrie.
Yeah, you wouldn't do like a 6.8 SPC or 223.
No. It also depends on what I'm doing. Like, it's a very open ended question because I would.
You mostly much, thermal hog hunt.
Yes, I only thermal hog hunt. I hate coyote hunting with a thermal. So that would, if it was just a pig platform, 100% AR number one.
Now, is that just because of the country out here, or if you were in more open country, would you still hate thermal?
Hate it even worse. I'd much rather shoot behind night vision. Scan with thermal, shoot with night vision. As far as predator hunting goes,
yeah.
I mean, I'd much rather hunt with lights, but. So my thermal use is nowadays just all pig stuff. Then in that case, I'm typically running shorter platforms, maybe even the 308 sometimes, primarily just 223 or Can-Am lines. Fantastic for that. But if I'm assuming they're talking about coyote hunting, probably I'm going to go with something pretty flat shooting. So like something, the lighter grain stuff on the Valkyrie or the lighter grain stuff on the 6 ARC, which you can only get hand loaded now, but. Again, I don't want to carry around an AR-10 platform. Thermal's already heavy as shit anyways. Most people are going to be carrying around a tripod or hunting out of a chair. I'm going to carry AR-15 platform. I potentially might do a 223 with run some 53 grain VMAX or something like that. A longer barrel so I can get higher velocities. Probably a Valkyrie or a 6 ARC. Just me.
Guy says, it's not a question, but I'm sick of hearing my FUD friends whine about all the Creedmoor's full podcast, please.
I think we should definitely do a Creedmoor Appreciation Month.
Yeah.
Just all about the Creedmoor's.
Is it every month?
It is every month.
What caliber action is best to start with? 6mm Creedmoor, can I use a 6.5 Creedmoor action?
Well,
I guess, yeah.
Yes?
Yes, that'll be a short action.
Short action,
now, would
standard
you start,
bolt face, which is the 308 bolt face. I don't remember the exact number, 47.473.
Oh, God,
I don't remember. It's literally a short action, standard bolt face. I want to say it's 0.473 or something like that.
It's three numbers consecutively with a decimal point from them.
Yeah. It covers literally anything in the short action, standard bolt face, 308. 243, 2250, 6 Creed, 6.5 Creed, 25 Creed, 260 rim, just, it goes on from there. Yes, you can use a 6.5 Creed to go down to 6 Creed. Same bolt, same action.
Now, what would you recommend first, a 6 Creed or 6.5 Creed?
Depends on what they're doing.
Okay.
If they're just long range shooting, whatever you want. If they're more predator hunting, 6 Creed. If they're going to all around hunting, 6.5 Creed. And at the end of the day, like, what does ammo availability look like? Yeah. Go from there. Both of them are great.
Any plans on playing with the 22 GT?
Yes. Yes. When? I have no idea. But yes, I want to. Now, do I feel as if I'll adopt it or anything like that? Probably not. Because it's, maybe, I don't know. Maybe if I wanted a, when you start looking at cartridge case capacity and everything else and the type of stuff I do, which is hunting primarily, I would potentially look at it as a candidate for a 16-inch bolt gun. Pass that? No. Do I think? I mean, I like all the cartridges and calibers. It's really cool and fun. I'll try them all. And if enough people ask for like ammo from it, we'll absolutely put it in production. But I think I've had like one or two people ask for ammo for it. And that's, we have other pressing things. Past that, like for varmint hunting, I'd rather have a 18-inch 22 Creed. That little bit more case capacity and all that good stuff.
This guy says, you don't eat them hogs down there?
Negative. I think one since we moved here.
Yeah.
Now, next year, I would like to go ahead and harvest a few when it's super cold and been cold for a minute. Kind of see, now that we've kind of dialed in our deer processing, I'd like to kind of start trying to dial in some wild hog processing. But overwhelmingly, no, because it's always hot out here and they're disgusting and have ticks and fleas and all that stuff.
Yeah. This guy said he disagrees with your e-call / hand call segment, so you suck.
Sorry.
He put otherwise great lesson though, so with a heart. So it's all good. Have you tried the Barnes Varmint grenade bullet?
I did some testing with the 243s a long time ago. Wasn't impressed. Now, if I was just gonna go blow up prairie dogs, 100% send it. Super explodey.
All right, we're gonna address this gentleman, which he has a good point.
Ooh.
We said people should go enjoy themselves and not bash each other's shit, I think, probably. Sounds like something we could say.
Yeah.
And then also shit on bog tripods. Now, let's elaborate a little bit more on that. You're not the biggest fan of the bog stuff, but there's a specific thing about
there, it
that
okay.
you hate.
There is the generic. And I was wondering, at some point we're going to do a full-on tripod podcast.
We have
tens
and tens of thousands of dollars in tripods.
Yeah.
We've tried everything.
Yes. So, as it pertains to bog pods, for the everyday hunter, doesn't want a tall bipod that wants to be able to shoot from the ground or a chair very inexpensively, the two-legged bog pods are freaking amazing. I've recommended them for years. But as it pertains to the tripod and that stupid clamp, I hate that shit.
You told the one that flares out. Yes. Yeah. It's the worst.
Now, if you're just going to a deer stand and you need something inexpensive to leave in the deer stand because someone potentially might steal it or you're not going to be using it a bunch, and you're just going to clamp a rifle. Number one, I hate clamps in general. Let's just get that on the table right now. And you're literally looking at the worst clamp on the market. But they also locked you into this clamping situation. Now, they have newer shit, and that's fine. It's just, it's one of those buy once, cry once scenarios. You get this thing, if it hits any kind of hard use, and I'm talking hard use, you want shit that lasts. This thing will not last. It's heavy. It's garbage. I'm sorry if this hurts your feelings. Use whatever you want to use. But then if you want some good equipment, it's not a bog pod. Again, I'm totally fine with leaving it in deer stand, using it to hold a rifle.
I even have two really right stuff clamps, and I'm still not a fan.
I have all the clamps.
Yeah.
You don't have a clamp that I don't own. I hate them all.
Yeah.
Arca rails. Even if you do a 4-inch arca rail for a tripod, even if you do I recommend a full length, because why not?
I'll still never understand the Arca in the back and then having like a pick adapter with a bipod on the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, again, they're fine if you're not going to, if you like carrying around unnecessary weight. They're fine if you're not going to use them that often. But the thing that really, really gets a hold of me is people buy these things and now there's people selling conversion kits to where you can pull this stupid clamp off and put a ball head on the goddamn tripod. Now you're going to look up and you're going to be just as much in this thing as it would have been to just buy a good tripod.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
You can get, like, if you really wanted to be cheap about it, you can get some knockoffs that are pretty cheap on Amazon.
Yes.
That are ball heads.
That are fine. That are better than the freaking
stiffer legs, and
that are better than the goddamn Bog Pod.
Man, the Bog Pod podcast is sponsored by Bog Pod. No, I'm kidding.
It's fine.
Okay, we're gonna get off Bog Pod. This guy. Question for a 22 Creed. If I push a 70-80 grain pill somewhere around 3,500 feet per second, is a 7.5 twist too fast?
I answered that, didn't I?
Oh, you did. Well, answer it again.
I don't know what you're saying to me with it. Is that a
eight.
Goddamn?
He recommends an 8 twist.
Are you a crab? What is this?
What if I am?
I don't even remember the question. You're doing the thing with
just
the
eight twist.
8 twist barrels. I just solely recommend 8 twist barrels.
ETA on the 22 Creedmoor bug.
Well, that's probably just got pushed back another summer. I've answered that question quite a bit as well. A lot of people mentioned on all platforms about that. This summer was going to be wrapping up all the information, and then we're going to spend probably the whole next year organizing, putting it into a book. With the current situation at hand.
Bit of a situation.
It's going to get pushed back another year, unfortunately.
Christopher. That's pretty decent. This guy wants to see a gun collection video.
No. Sorry. Pay attention to all the different videos. You're getting to see a few of them.
Yeah.
I'm not the collector.
Yeah, the collector. The collector.
How about a hard pass on that?
You would actually have a bunch of guns that have things on them as opposed. Never mind. Let's not even do that. You know what? That guy's living
call
his
him
best.
Out. Call
he's,
him out.
He's living his best life. How can you hate
he
him?
He is the collector.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's kind of douchey, but it's cool.
Yeah, there's a bit of a douchey element too. Has anyone tried necking a 6.5 PRC? Okay, that's probably not one you want to answer. Okay, I need to get one more in. Oh.
You need to work on your fingers.
I know, with 14 seconds. Ah! 22-250 versus 6 arc for the hand loader for varmint hunting and a custom bolt gun. You have 5 seconds. Go.
6 arc.
Okay. Well, we knew that was coming. God, get over your 6 arc. We're officially out of time, but seriously, we need to. It's like you're like a man who's in love. It's like,
No, I love all the cartridges. They all have their place, except Legacy. They can go away now. Yeah. Like, they're out of date. Okay, wait until the 22 arc becomes more prevalent. Are you excited?
Not really.
Well, we'll see you guys next time.
I feel like that's not a great send-off.
What else do you want from me?
I feel like you can do a better job.
Do you want?
Thanks for listening to the TPH podcast. Be sure to subscribe, comment down below, and hit the notification bell. To help us support and fund the TPH podcast, visit allymunitions.com, your premier source and provider of custom hand-loaded ammunition.
There we go.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
It's whatever.
We'll see you guys next time.